In the heart of Boston's North End, among narrow streets and humble homes, lived a woman whose life was hidden from the world, but radiant before heaven. Her name was Catherine Passananti, a laywoman, a mystic, and a soul chosen to speak of God's mercy in the Holy Eucharist. Born on January 6, 1894, the Feast of the Epiphany, Catherine's life would become a guiding star for souls seeking the light of Christ in a darkened world. The daughter of Italian immigrants, Catherine grew up surrounded by deep Catholic faith and family simplicity. She never entered religious life. She was not a scholar nor a teacher, but a quiet woman who loved to pray. In 1924, during a retreat in Brighton, she knelt before the Blessed Sacrament. It was there that her soul was touched by grace. She heard the gentle voice of Jesus speak within her heart. From that moment, Catherine's life changed forever. The Lord began to reveal to her his heart, burning with love, but wounded by indifference. She began to write down what she heard and saw, filling notebooks that became a treasury of mystical reflection and divine intimacy. In her mystical experiences, Catherine was shown three great realities that await every soul: heaven, purgatory, and hell. She saw heaven as a place of unimaginable light and peace, where souls radiated joy in the presence of the Holy Trinity. But Catherine also saw purgatory, a realm of purification, not of despair, but of hope. On October 6, 1947, she wrote, "She understood that our prayers could lift those suffering souls closer to heaven. She devoted her life to offering masses, rosaries, and sacrifices for their release. Later, in a vision of 1963, Catherine was brought near what she described as the pit of hell. Even there, Catherine saw light, the unquestionable mercy of Christ that reaches even the most desperate of souls. Her visions were not meant to terrify, but to awaken hearts, to remind the world that eternity is real and that every prayer has power to save. Through these experiences, Jesus entrusted to Catherine a mission to live in reparation for sin and to rekindle devotion to his Eucharistic heart. She founded the Sons and Daughters of the Holy Eucharist, a community devoted to adoration, prayer, and service. In a small home, priests and lay people would visit her seeking counsel. Many testified that she seemed to know their inner struggles, offering words that pierced through pain and brought peace. Catherine's diary speaks of tender encounters with the Virgin Mary, who appeared to her as a gentle mother, calling the faithful to penance and prayer. Jesus also made her a promise that touched her deeply, that one day, her own mother would be canonized, a saint. This promise filled Catherine's heart with hope and humility. She offered every suffering for the sanctification of souls and for the triumph of divine love on earth. In one of her later visions, Catherine claimed that Jesus wondered about movements that would arise within the church that were not inspired by his Spirit. She also wrote that the charismatic and Pentecostal movements were diabolical in origin, a difficult message, controversial and challenging even in her own time. Whether these words were literal or symbolic, they reflected Catherine's great concern for discernment and obedience, that all devotion must remain grounded in the sacraments and faithful to the magisterium of the Church. Catherine Passananti passed peacefully on December 29, 1978, in Boston. She died as she had lived, quietly, humbly, and in the presence of a Eucharistic Lord. Though a cause for canonization has not yet been opened, Those who knew her spoke of miracles of grace, conversions, healings, and renewed devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Her writings remain a treasure of mystical reflection filled with love, humility, and warnings for the modern world. Catherine Passananti, pray for us.